This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. officials say that Russia, or as Russia's war on Ukraine drags on, U.S. security assistance is shifting to a longer-term campaign that will likely keep more American military troops in Europe into the future. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports the U.S. is getting ready to announce another roughly $3 billion in security aid to Ukraine.
While previously packages have focused on Ukraine's immediate needs in the fight with Russia,
say this one is aimed at a longer-term campaign with money for drones, weapons, and other equipment that may not hit the battlefield for a year or two. They say it's also intended to reassure Ukraine that the U.S. plans to keep up its support for the long term.
That is AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reporting. Meanwhile, fear continues to mount in Ukraine that Russia may try to spoil Ukraine's Independence Day and a holiday and mark the six-month point in the war by intensifying its attacks. Kyiv authorities have banned mass gatherings in the capital through Thursday for fear that of a Russian missile attack. Independence Day, like the six-month mark on the war, falls on Wednesday. The national holiday celebrates Ukraine's independence from the Soviet Union in 1991. Over the weekend, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned that Russia may try to do something particularly nasty, something particularly cruel this week. The United States planned to announce another large military aid package for Ukraine. There's more at voanews.com. Again, it is voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday is set to announce his long-delayed move on federal student loan forgiveness. Details from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
According to three people familiar with the president's plan, many Americans could see federal student loans up to $10,000 forgiven and a pause on payments to January. Biden has faced pressure from liberals to provide broader relief to hard-hit borrowers, but moderates and Republicans question the fairness of any widespread forgiveness. The precise details of Biden's plans have been kept to an unusually small circle. The plan would likely eliminate student debt entirely for millions of Americans and wipe away at least half for millions more. Norman Hall, Washington.
Najib Razak is Malaysia's first former prime minister to go to prison. It's a mighty fall for a politician whose father and uncle were also prime ministers, as both finance minister and prime minister. Najib guided his country through the global financial crisis of 2009, abolished draconian colonial-era security laws, and reached out to ethnic minorities. The one MDB financial scandal that brought him down was not just a personal blow, but also shook the stranglehold his political party had over Malaysian politics. The U.S. Justice Department alleged $4.5 billion was stolen from one MDB and laundered by Najib's associates. Najib was sentenced to 12 years imprisonment for abuse of power and other crimes for receiving $9.4 million from a former unit of 1MDB. The embalmed heart of the emperor who declared Brazil's independence has returned to the South American nation for ceremonies worthy of a head of state as the nation prepares to celebrate its bicentennial. The heart of Pedro I is contained in a golden reliquary that arrived from Portugal and Brazilian Air Force plane. It was carried up the ramp of the presidential palace in Brasilia on Tuesday, in line with procedures afforded to visiting leaders on official state visits. The Pedro I declared Brazil's independence on September 7, 1822, and imperial rule lasted until 1889 when the monarchy gave way to the republic. Pfizer says its COVID-19 vaccine was 73% effective in protecting children younger than 5 as Omicron spread in the spring. Vaccinations for babies, toddlers, and preschoolers opened in the U.S. in June, and after months of delay, only about 6% of youngsters ages 6 months to 4 years had gotten at least one dose of COVID-19 vaccine by mid-August. Health authorities authorized tot-size vaccines by Pfizer and BioNTech based on a study showing they were safe and produced high levels of virus-fighting antibodies. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.